Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The circus slaves no one ever talks about. This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. A mother demands justice for children kidnapped to be circus freaks. Brothers George and Willie Muse were abducted by the famous Ringling Brothers Circus. Though many thought the children would be lost forever, their mother demanded justice and got it. In 1914, bounty hunters scoured the Virginia countryside looking for black children to steal and transform into freak show acts for the traveling Ringling Brothers Circus Show, also known as Barnum and Bailey's. Snatching albino brothers George and Willie Muse, age 6 and 9, from the Truvine, Virginia field their family sharecropped, the greatest show on earth had no idea of the hell a black mother would raise for her son's safe return. For 13 years, Harriet Muse searched until she found them. Tragically, an elaborate scheme to keep George and Willie in captivity was well underway. The adult Muse brothers were dehumanized with outlandish costuming, prevented from learning how to read or write, and fed lies by their captors that their mother had died. Grief, illiteracy, and encroaching blindness subdued the brothers temporarily, but no way would their mother give up her fight. When Harriet learned the circus was coming to nearby Roanoke, she disrupted their act, risking her own life confronting KKK-affiliated policemen to retrieve her long-lost children. Even as circus executives threatened legal retaliation, Harriet secured the freedom and unpaid compensation George and Willie deserved. Though their subsequent settlement was a pain to enforce, Harriet's determination in the face of heartbreakingly common exploitation provided rare justice for two men who circus owners paraded around the world as proof that black people were subhuman. In order to move towards the future, you've got to learn from the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast from Push Black.